1 Chronicles chapter 12. These were the men who came to David to Ziklag while he was still banished from the presence of Saul, son of Kish. They were among the soldiers, his helpers in battle. They were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left in slinging stones and in shooting arrows from the bow. They were Benjamites, Saul's kinsmen. The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash, both sons of Shemaiah the Gibeathite. There were Jeziel and Pelet, sons of Azmaveth. There were also Barakah, Jehu the Anathothite, Ismaiah the Gibeonite, a soldier among the 30, and in command of the 30, Jeremiah, Jahaziel, Johanan, Jozabad, the Gederathite, Eluzai, Jeremoth, Bealiah, Shemariah, Shephatiah, the Haruphite, the Korites, Elkanah, Ishaiah, Azarel, Joezer, Joshabim, and Joelah, and Zebediah, sons of Jeroham, of Geder. Some Gadites joined David at the stronghold in the wilderness. They were mighty warriors, men of war, ready for battle, who could handle shield and spear, whose faces were as fierce as the faces of lions. They were as swift as gazelles on the mountains. There were Ezer the leader, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Ilzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Machbani the 11th. These sons of Gad were leaders of the army. The least led 100, and the greatest led 1,000. They crossed the Jordan in the first month, when it overflowed its banks and caused all those living in the valleys to flee, both toward the east and toward the west. Some of the men of Benjamin and Judah came to the stronghold to David. David went out to meet them and addressed them. "If you have come in peace to me to help me, my heart will be joined with you. But if you have come to betray me to my adversaries, may the God of our ancestors see and rebuke you, since I have done no wrong." Then the Spirit clothed Amasai, who was chief of the 30. Amasai said, "We are yours, David. We are on your side, son of Jesse. Peace, may peace be to whoever helps you. May peace be to your helpers, for your God is helping you." Then David received them and made them commanders over his men. Some from Manasseh also deserted to David when he came with the Philistines against Saul to battle. Yet they did not help the Philistines, because the Philistine lords consulted with each other and sent David away. They said, "He will desert to his master Saul at the risk of our lives." When he went to Ziklag, the men of Manasseh who joined him were Adnah, Jozabad, Jediael, Michael, Jozabad, Elihu, and Zilethai, captains over thousands of Manasseh. They helped David fight against the roving bands, for they were mighty warriors. Later they became commanders in the army. Day after day, men came to David to help him, until there was a great army, like the army of God. This is the record of the armed soldiers for war, who came to David to Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul over to him, which carried out Yahweh's word. The men of Judah who carried shield and spear were 6,800, armed for war. From the Simeonites, there were 7,100 mighty warriors trained for war. From the Levites, there were 4,600 fighting men. Jehoiada was the leader of Aaron's descendants, and with him were 3,700. With Zadok, a young man, a mighty warrior, were 22 leaders from his clan. From Benjamin, Saul's kinsmen were 3,000. Most of them had kept watch over the house of Saul until this time. From the Ephraimites, there were 20,800 mighty warriors, men who were famous in their clans. From the half-tribe of Manasseh, there were 18,000 famous men who came to make David king. From Issachar, there were 200 leaders who had understanding of the times and knew what Israel ought to do. All their relatives were under their command. From Zebulun, there were 50,000 fighting men prepared for battle with all the weapons of war and ready to give undivided loyalty. From Naphtali, there were 1,000 officers, and with them, 37,000 men with shields and spears. From the Danites, there were 28,600 men prepared for battle. From Asher, there were 40,000 men of war prepared for battle. From the other side of the Jordan, from the Reubenites, Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, there were 120,000 men armed with all kinds of weapons for war. All these soldiers, equipped for battle, came to Hebron with a whole heart to make David king over all Israel. All the rest of Israel were in agreement to make David king also. They were there with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their relatives had sent them with provisions. In addition, those who were near to them, as far as Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, brought bread on donkeys, camels, mules, and oxen, and cakes of figs, clusters of raisins, wine, oil, cattle, and sheep, for there was joy in Israel.